She'll learn. But I agree that I'm too soft with her. Most of the doms that I would normally assign to her are going to be. Patrick leaned back in his chair, elbows resting on the arms, fingers steepled in front of him. Crap. Law sensed the danger too late. He'd walked into an ambush. Sighing, he reached up to rub his hand along the scruff on his jaw, knowing it was already too late. I think, as someone who is friendly but not friends with Andrew, and does not have a personal history with him or Iris, that you will be the perfect person to oversee her. Patrick grinned wide, white teeth flashing in his dark face like a shark's grin. Chomp, chomp. Why not Julie? Both he and Julie, who was a dame, had run the recent class, and he hadn't noticed Julie taking any shit from Iris. Because Iris doesn't have any trouble with any of the dominants who don't identify as male. Besides, Julie definitely has a soft spot for Iris, even if she doesn't allow it to show. You, on the other hand, will have no problem spanking her ass if she deserves it. Patrick pointed at him, still grinning, clearly pleased with himself. That makes you the perfect man for the job. He opened his mouth, closed it. Patrick was right, although Law hadn't really thought about it before. Iris behaved for Julie in a way that she hadn't for him. She'd even behaved for Samantha, a switch exploring her dame side in the class, in a way she hadn't for him. You think she has a problem with men, and you want me to figure it out for you? He stated flatly. It didn't take a genius to read between the lines, especially when Patrick was half spelling it out for him. That's part of being a dom sometimes. Patrick flashed him another grin and turned back toward his desk. Exasperated, Law moved around to the front of it, so he was still facing the other man. She's not my submissive. Nope, but she's a club submissive, and you're one of my dungeon monitors, which means you get the extra duties. Patrick gave him a thumbs up. By the way, thanks for agreeing to take that on. It's appreciated. And hey, if you can help her find a dom, you can pass along that responsibility to him instead. Damn it. Law didn't have a good argument against that. Helping the club submissives was one of the duties he'd agreed to take on. Normally, it was the exact thing he loved to do and gave him some fulfillment and some peace. Thinking about doing it with Iris did not give him feelings of fulfillment and peace. Probably because he was attracted to her, and he really didn't want to be. He needed serenity and calm in his life, not a hot mess who liked to push all his buttons.